USA Chat, June 9th, 2022. Everybody remains silent until Sat joins the meeting.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Sadhu. Thank you for giving us another chance. We appreciate it. Let's take advantage of the opportunity and participate.
Hi, this is Mandana. I have actually several questions, but and one experience that I wanted to share, but I will not take all the time, of course. The experience I wanted to share is that I was walking with my family the other day, and I felt a rock in my shoes. And for a while, it bothered me. I kept walking with it, and it kept bothering me. And finally, I stopped and removed the rock, and after that, I was more comfortable. And it's amazing how much my short time of listening to some of these teachings have taught me about every incident in my life, how I can connect them to these teachings. Because that rock in my shoe reminded me of the thoughts in my mind that as they keep coming and bothering me, I have to stop, remove them, or deal with them and not let them continue bothering me. That was an interesting experience I had, where that experience basically reminded me of the teachings that you had provided us. So that was just a sharing I had.
Well, I really enjoyed sharing, if I may say comment on it. It's, you know, it's in a normal circumstance, a rock or pebble in the shoe, we say, oh, you know, I got to sit down and get it out. And then we continue. It was very normal to have a pebble in the shoes, you take it out. But to what Baba says, that the whole nature is our teacher, to really connect that and remind, as a reminder, you see, when these unpleasant thought comes, what do? You stop walking with them. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead with your question.
Thank you. Yes, and the question I have is, as I watched my mom taking care of everybody, I learned to do the same thing by helping everyone, to the point that many times I sacrificed my own to make sure everybody is happy and is having a good time. Recently has become a little exhausting, and while I truly enjoy doing it and continue helping others, I want to know how I can actually be able to take care of myself and be able to not see this as now a chore rather than something that I used to enjoy so much.
Yeah, it's life has many chapters, and I think that those of us that are very giving, and I'm sure all of us on the chat is unbelievable trait, and it always brings the best to us through our own loving heart. But like I said in the beginning, sometimes the chapter changes, and it's not that we don't give anymore, but we also learn to give to the self. And I'm not talking to the self that it has a lot of wants and desires and resistance, to that self that it permeates throughout our being and also invites us to silence. And as much as giving is amazing, but it comes a time where the giving has to be to oneself. at least regularly. And that's something that we have to teach ourselves, because this is not the routine we adapted throughout our lives. So my suggestion is quality. When you are having quality with someone, that is wonderful. But when it begins to be quantity, and there is no need for the quantity, it is not somebody's life dependent on it, you need to quit. And get a hold of Mandana and really nourish and invest in that.
Yeah, thank you. The fact that you said it's the quality and not the quantity, that definitely helps. Yeah, thank you.
Good.
Hi, I'm so, this is Saranya.
Hi, I'm Saranya.
I have a sharing and a question to what you told Mandana just now. So first, I'll go with the sharing. 2 days back, I caught up with the worst fear because of the body attachment to the health of my close family member. But usually, whenever I face such situations, I panic and I call my whole family, I call everyone, and I put everyone in the panic mode. But this time, I stopped. I trusted completely, and I was reminding myself of all your teachings that stop right now, and this is not the time to panic, and trust completely. And I felt an unexplainable grace or silence when I stopped the fear. And that was so good, and I'm so grateful for that, sir. Thank you.
Well, that makes all of us happy. You conquered over a fear, and you even help other people to not panic. That was amazing.
That was a surprise for my family as well, sir. Thank you. And my question is, you told to Mandana about the quality and quantity. 2 weeks back, you spoke about resistance and how to work on it in the chat. So I recently know that I'm resisting myself from going to some places or talking to few people because I know there won't be any quality in that. So is that also a resistance? That is that resistance something harmful that has to be worked on, or I don't know?
Well, you know, resistance is, it has many, many levels. Sometimes we have resistance towards our thoughts and we feel a knot on our brain. So we have to release that, notice it, that releases. Sometimes we have resistance toward what is in front of our eyes that we need to do, or it needs our attention. We need to see it and drop it and open our arms for that moment. But when it comes to the relationship that is not immediate family, that you don't have an immediate responsibility like your husband and children and your sister, then you really have choices. And if the situation is you feel like you don't have choices, then I would do the same thing. Drop the resistance and go. I personally don't blame you not wanting to talk about worldly things, because it's just nonsense. It's just a waste of time. It's just worse than waste of time. It's the time that we can do something much more productive. So it depends how important it is. But if it is important, you use the same thing. You watch your own resistance. And if it's uncomfortable, do what you do with fear, and then dive into what is in front of you. And then it turns to something much more joyful than you expect it to be.
Thank you.
I hope that's true.
may I ask a question regarding the small self versus the capital self? Is the small self, as we refer to it, the shadow of us when we still identify with our body, the outside body, and we see the shadow of ourselves? Is that the small self versus the capital self, where we identify with our being? That's the question.
I'm going to try to answer you, but I might go a little bit beyond that. So what we call a small self is just that entity that is thinking that is only the mind and the body. But the base where this entity came up from, like a spring water, came up from, is that silence. So in reality, there is no small or big. But as a identification as a human, we say that a small self or big self. And the shadow, as given this example before, is just a symbolic. It's not exactly maybe I'm trying to refer to. Say you're going for a walk and the sun is behind you and there is a shadow in front of you. But when you turn around and now going toward the sun, the shadow is no longer in front of you. And this analogy just shows that when we identify with the reality of who we are, there is no more personality or person to even call a small self. So as we all know, a small self was just a thought that came with the body and it got developed by the environment. And in reality, is only the totality of existence, which we call it the real self. I don't know if that answered your question, but if it isn't, then you might want to pose it again.
Thank you. It did answer the question. I understand that the terms are not the actual terms we use in real world, like our shadow. I understand you're referring to the, to explain the idea. I was just trying to get a better understanding when I read some of the published information, whether my understanding matches what you're trying to teach. And you explained it very well. Thank you. That's all I needed.
Yes,
thank you
welcome.
So much.
Yeah, I'm glad you're doing that. You know, everybody on the chat, most people, I'm not saying everybody, they have years of questions. It is a very peculiar language because it's not a day-to-day type of a topic that everyone talks about and becomes natural. So if you have any question, go ahead and feel free.
I'm sorry, may I ask another question if nobody's asking?
No. Everybody else has it.
The world is becoming much, much smaller, and we keep hearing about events happening in parts of the world that are not immediately impacting us, but we can feel it. We really can recognize it. And it does impact us emotionally, for some of us more than others. So how can we still be aware of what's happening to others and prevent it from having a huge impact on us. Just personally, I want to tell you that it really does impact me. I kind of put myself in their place sometimes, and I can feel it. So I would appreciate it if you have any suggestions and teachings. Thank you.
Yes, the world. I'm going to give you an example I have given in many times before. I was in India when this man told me about this story that happened between him and Baba. He said that I went to Baba and I said, Baba, the world is in such a mess. And Baba listened to and he said, what can I do? What can I do? And Baba very gently says, sir, the world is not your business. Now, I know it is not our business, but in order to not get affected, I don't listen to the news, and when it comes to me, I go to silence. And because the world has its own system and its own laws, and it is not up to me to even have compassion for it. How do I know that the things that are stirring up is not actually taking all of us to more light? We really don't know what is happening. But we know what we can happen to us, which is what you're doing, turning within. I would say cut down on the news. And if there is anything we can do, like, help feed a poor person in Reno, or send a little bit of money to Iran so they can help somebody that's all we can do to help our own surrounding. But we cannot go any farther than that. And I tell you from the bottom of my heart, the biggest purpose you can accomplish, the biggest help you can offer the world is your silence and your oneness with God. Period. There are so many volunteers. That's their role at this time. There are so many good people to rushing and doing this. But if your heart says it, you can. But to be affected means that you're not investing in yourself and wasting your time on the news or on what's going on in the world. We just have to trust that whatever is happening is whoever is in control of it knows what he's doing. And leave it at that. And dive into our heart and find silence. You know, in the beginning of your talk, you said something interesting. You said, you know, if the world is so small, even though it's not impacting us directly, but it is. Well, to reverse that to the silence. The silence seems like it's a personal, you go to silence. But you don't know how effective this is as far as the vibration and energy of the world goes. We never will know how much our peace is helping the unpeaceful situations around the world, even to minutus. I think you're starting to really understand that life has no meaning unless you realize who you are. Then the life has meaning. And what is that meaning? That all is good.
Thank you. Thank you. I definitely will be thinking about this a lot more. And yes, I have tried to avoid the news as much as possible. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sachin, yeah. This is Radha, and I have a question. We talked about a quote on Tuesday where you talked about surrender being the destruction or the realization of the personality.
Uh-huh.
And I guess my question is, when you say surrender means this, is that something that can be done moment to moment, or is that the ultimate goal of all of these practices?
Well, ultimate goal would be when he's permanently there, but moment to moment leads you to ultimate goal. Without the moments of being aware of what's happening, then how does the ultimate come? Fall off the sky? No.
It just sounded so big to me, the destruction of the personality, that I thought, is that something that can be achieved in a moment?
Yes, of course it can. Every time you don't go with it, is that you have achieved it. When I say destruction, honestly, I don't mean take a saw at it or shoot it down. It really, what it means, that it was built up of lie. When you see it as a lie, it begins to crumble. But it's moment to moment, step by step, practice by practice, understanding by understanding.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Sajun. It's Little Flower. Before you go, because we were all quiet, but we just wanted to tell you the impact that you have on all of our lives, the fact that we're not as sensitive as we were, the fact that we don't get offended as easily, the fact that we can see the joy in our day-to-day, the fact that we can bounce back so quickly from things, and the fact that we have you is so big and it's so important. And I know every week I find a different way of saying it, but I can't let you go without telling you that.
Thank you, Little Flower. That's a good way of saying goodbye. Namaste to all of you. Have a wonderful weekend, and may you all be happy.